According to the shamans, Duende was working with Mapaho, a powerful tree spirit, and together they were hiding Maikul. Who did the shamans think Duende was working with to hide Maikul? The shamans thought Duende was working with Mapaho to hide Maikul. Who is Mapaho? Mapaho is a powerful tree spirit. The shaman said that Maikul was too far away in the spirit realm to reach. Who said that Maikul was too far away in the spirit realm to reach? The shaman said that Maikul was too far away in the spirit realm to reach. Their only hope was to make a payment to Pachamama in the form of a ceremony. What was their only hope? Their only hope was to make a payment to Pachamama in the form of a ceremony. If the jungle accepted, there was a chance she'd let them contact Maikul's soul and lead him back to this dimension. Was there a chance she'd let them contact Maikul's soul and lead him back to this dimension? Yes, there was a chance she'd let them contact Maikul's soul and lead him back to this dimension. They knew that time wasn't on their side. Was time on their side? No, time wasn't on their side. Without food or water, Maikul would soon be a goner. What would Maikul soon be without food or water? Maikul would soon be a goner without food or water. For nearly a week, the shamans hardly slept a wink, staying up all night in ceremony. Did the shamans sleep? No, the shamans didn't sleep. The shamans hardly slept a wink. For how many weeks did they stay up all night in ceremony? They stayed up all night in ceremony for nearly a week. Meanwhile, a search party was spending 10 hours a day looking for Maikul. How many hours a day was a search party spending looking for Maikul? A search party was spending 10 hours a day looking for Maikul. The rangers who had more than 20 years of experience were shocked that in 5 days they hadn't found even a shred of the missing man. How many years of experience did the rangers have? The rangers had more than 20 years of experience. Were they shocked? Yes, they were shocked. After 5 days, had they found even a shred of the missing man? No, after 5 days, they hadn't found even a shred of the missing man. That is, until a muddy sock was found on the 6th day. Maikul's stepmother confirmed that it was his. What was found on the 6th day? A muddy sock was found on the 6th day. Did Maikul's brother confirm it was his? No, Maikul's brother didn't confirm it was his. Maikul's stepmother confirmed that it was his. For the shamans, this was the break in the case they needed. Was this the break in the case the shamans needed? Yes, this was the break in the case the shamans needed. They now had a window to his soul and a way to contact his spirit. Did they now have a tunnel to his soul? No, they didn't now have a tunnel to his soul. They now had a window to his soul. They prayed hard for the next 2 days, staying up all night. Did they stay up all night praying for the next 10 days? No, they didn't stay up all night praying for the next 10 days. They stayed up all night praying for the next 2 days. Finally, they said the jungle had accepted their payments. It was a done deal. They were sure that soon Maikul would reappear. What did they say had finally accepted their payments? They said the jungle had finally accepted their payments. Was it a done deal? Yes, it was a done deal. What were they sure would soon happen? They were sure that Maikul would soon reappear. The next day, Maikul's sister was with a search party in the jungle when she heard a yell. What did Michael's sister hear the next day? Michael's sister heard a yell the next day. She ran toward the sound and found her brother in a tree, holding a large walking stick. He was less than a mile from camp. Did she run away from the sound? No, she didn't run away from the sound. She ran toward the sound. Where did she find her brother? She found her brother in a tree. What was he holding? He was holding a large walking stick. How far away from camp was he? He was less than a mile from camp. He was covered in bug bites, very weak and dehydrated, but he was alive. Everyone wept in celebration. What was he covered in? He was covered in bug bites. Was he dead? No, he wasn't dead. He was alive. Was he very weak and dehydrated? Yes, he was very weak and dehydrated. Did everyone dance in celebration? No, everyone didn't dance in celebration. Everyone wept in celebration. He said the night he disappeared, he'd had strange and terrible thoughts running through his head. What did he have running through his head the night he disappeared? He had strange and terrible thoughts running through his head the night he disappeared. Without rhyme or reason, he felt an intense urge to flee from the rainforest. What did he feel an intense urge to do? He felt an intense urge to flee from the rainforest. Was it without rhyme or reason? Yes, it was without rhyme or reason. Not thinking, he began to run straight into the dense forest. Was he thinking when he began to run? No, he wasn't thinking when he began to run. Where did he run? He ran straight into the dense forest. He kicked his shoes off because he felt that they were slowing him down. Why did he kick his shoes off? He kicked off his shoes because he felt they were slowing him down. Then he threw his phone and his flashlight on the ground. What did he throw on the ground? He threw his phone and flashlight on the ground.